Finally there, Benedict XVI's 22nd journey abroad takes him on his second apostolic visit to Africa, precisely to the Republic of Benin from the 18th to the 20th of November, where he'll be visiting two cities, the nation's economic capital, Cotonou, and the city of Ouidà, the Catholic hub of the nation, with its seminary which serves the whole of this geographical area. It's a visit which clearly has a local outreach, but also a broader one, to the entire African continent. This West African nation, which borders in the south with the Atlantic Ocean and was once part of the slave coast, was chosen, in fact, as the venue for the signing and presentation of a document intended to shape the future of the African continent. It's the concluding document of the 2009 Special Assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa, which brought more than 200 bishops to Rome, in an effort to discuss the Church in Africa in service to reconciliation, justice and peace. That's the broader outreach. The more local one, as you'll discover over the coming days, regards three aspects. First, celebrations for the anniversary of 150 years since evangelization of the nation. Second, homage to the figure of a highly respected Catholic in this nation, the first sub-Saharan African cardinal, the late Bernardin Gantin. Finally, the third aspect is another anniversary marking 40 years since diplomatic relations between Benin and the Holy See were established. Before the Pope's arrival in Benin, I spoke to the president of Cotonou's diocesan committee for the visit. He's Father Augustin Placide Huissinon of the Society of African Missions, who shines the spotlight for us on the reality of the Catholic Church in Benin, its challenges and strengths, its relations with other faiths as well as with traditional religions in the nation where voodoo was invented. Let's listen. Father, I'd like to speak a little bit about the Catholic Church in your nation today, about its makeup. What are its challenges, in your opinion, its weaknesses, its strengths too?
Okay, I think in Africa in general and Benin in particular, the Catholic Church is growing. And as a growing church, the challenges, as you can see, is how can we really witness Jesus Christ today in faith and in deed, in work, in words. So the church is growing and the new vision, especially for the new evangelization, this evangelization of proximity to the people is one of the challenges because, as you know, the Catholic Church is there. There are all other religions also coming today and many, especially in our nation. And the presence of the Catholic Church being there for all this time has been a respectful church for the people. But the work have to continue. We have to, as we follow Jesus Christ, witness to the gospel among our people. So the task of a primary evangelization continue as a challenge. That can never stop because the church by nature is a missionary, and that missionary work will continue. And then also the new community we are building, all this community need to be nurtured. We have to preach the gospel to them. So sometimes the roads are not the good ones. So the challenges of distance to go to reach out to the people in the villages. And also as we put this community in place, try to structure them, get place. So I will say at the local level, we have small challenges, but the biggest news is that Jesus is alive, Jesus is at work, and the people are happy to receive the priest, whatever matter the distance, you will travel before you reach there, and that remains the strength of the church, being capable to continue going out as a missionary to preach the gospel to the people.
Benin is a very young nation. I read that 48% of the people are less than 15 years old.
Exactly, that is true. Benin is a young nation, and we're looking at the fact that 150 years ago, the gospel started there, the evangelization started from there before spreading around the nation in the West Coast, give him also some issue, I will say, some figure as a small but older near the other nation. But we can say today, as the population growing, we have a lot of young people coming up. And I think all these people, for them, it will be a time to many of them to see the first time the Holy Father, and it's occasion to express our gratitude to the Holy Father coming right there in Benin to be with the people in Africa, people of Africa, and experience all that hope, sign of hope, sign of joy that the church bring to these young people you're talking about, yes.
I mentioned earlier that Catholics make up 15% of the population, as Muslims make up the same amount. What are relations between Catholics and Muslims like?
I think in terms of relationship between the Catholic and Muslim, as far as we are concerned, I think it's a very good relationship between them in the respect of each other, in the working together, and we continue the dialogue. You see, we are on the land of dialogue as we work alongside in some of the area. But I think this 15% you are talking about concern the whole nation. Because when you look at the south of Benin, you will see that the concentration of Catholic is more than 20-25% of the population. And the relationships stay very good, and that is one of the reasons, as the Holy Father do always, he will receive all these people of all religions right there during his visit at the presidential palace on Saturday morning, and to address all of them together. And for us, is a very good sign, just like Pope John Paul II, the late Pope, did when he was there in his last visit in February 1993.
I'd like to mention the African spirit. It's very lively, I think, with a felt participation of the faithful during liturgies, anyway, compared to our Western world. Can you describe it a little for us, and does it draw from indigenous systems of belief?
Yes, I think the joy the African general and the people of Benin express during the liturgy, during the celebration, is part of them, especially in great occasion of just the celebration of the Eucharist. The celebration of the Eucharist for us is a great feast. You know, our Lord Jesus gave his life to save us, and whenever we come together to celebrate that mystery of faith, is always a great moment of joy and happiness. And then, as the Africans are hospitable people, joyful people, all this come out in the celebration of the liturgy in any part of the continent. As a missionary myself, I have worked in Central African Republic. I was in Liberia for many years. And wherever I have been, I experience that great joy and happiness whenever we are celebrating. And receiving the universal pastor of the Roman Catholic Church in the person of the Holy Father is really a great, great moment of joy and happiness that the people will express and will experience.
Father, what kind of a relation do Catholics have with traditional religions? Benin's shores used to be referred to as the slave coast a long time ago. Was it from here that voodoo came?
Yes, I think the name Vodou is a name given to the traditional religion in our nation. And it's true, in other parts, they give different names. And it's true that the traditional religion is there where our ancestors and many of our grandparents came from. And that religion stayed there. But the great news for us is that today, as people understand better the gospel and understanding who is the person of Jesus Christ, Son of God, who came to die for us and to save all of us, gradually, I can say in a lot of places, the Christianity is gaining the ground and the people coming to the church. The traditional religion stayed there. We are, as I just said before, we are in good term of relationship, in dialogue with them to understand that from the creation, our ancestors search and look for God. And today, in Jesus Christ, God has revealed himself in the fullness so that he helps people now to go a little bit, one step beyond in this understanding. So we keep a very good relationship with them as we help them to understand who we are better and work along so that many people come to know Jesus Christ and give their life for him because he already saved all of us.
What is the gist of the work that Catholics carry out in Benin? Are you involved in social work?
Exactly. You know, we have the National Caritas that work, and recently, just to give an example, where we have the flood, and there was a lot of water everywhere, places were flooded, and people have to leave out from their homes and be in schools and other places. The Catholic Church was highly involved in that work of helping, reaching out to the people. So in the social work, we have Justice and Peace Office. We have to also help the people to understand their human rights and stand for it. And this structure in the Catholic Church show how much the Church is involved in the social part of life of the people through, as I just said, Caritas and the Office of Justice and Peace Commission that work along the people. And the people easily in our nation come for priests for any advice, any need to be directed. So in our ordinary ministry, we encounter that social work we have to do to lead or direct people to the direction they need to stand for their own rights. And the Church stands for that.
And our thanks there go to the president of Cotonou's Diocesan Committee for the visit of Benedict XVI, Father Augustin Placide Wessinon of the Society of African Missions. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.